Violent video games are nothing new, but officials at Manchester Cathedral in England are livid about a new video game by Sony called Resistance: Fall of Man. In what's known as a first-person shooter game, the player sees the world through the gun sights of whatever weapon he happens to be carrying, and the controversy comes when the shooter carries that arsenal into a detailed visual representation of Manchester Cathedral. And the slaughter goes on for some considerable time. Joining us now is the Reverend Canon Paul Denby, sub-dean of Manchester Cathedral. Thanks very much for being with us today.
That's a pleasure.
And when did you first hear about this game?
We heard about it on Friday morning, when the press and communications officer for the Cathedral and Diocese sent me a still attachment on an email.
A still of the interior of Manchester Cathedral?
Yeah, as perceived through this game.
And what was your reaction?
Well, I was dumbfounded initially. I just couldn't believe how they'd managed to create something like that at all. And so we started to investigate and see what was going on.
And have you watched the game since then?
I have. I've seen it all on 125-bit processor, so that you see the detail.
Mm-hmm. And it's a remarkable likeness, is it not?
Well, in terms of the ability of electronics, it's photorealistic. I think it's amazing.
And Sony claims it got permission to use these images.
Well, it may have permission from somebody, but it certainly the Sony Corporation certainly didn't get permission from anybody at the cathedral in terms of a proper approach. I mean, it would have been recorded and they would have had to have signed a contract.
Mm-hmm. So as far as you know, there is no agreement.
Absolutely none at all.
And it's curious also, the cathedral is used regularly as a place for, Manchester is a city that does have its problems with guns, does it not?
Well, very sadly, Manchester is one of those cities that suffers with gun crime at a high level. We've had three shootings in the last, in fact, four. There was another one earlier last night in Oldham. And we live with it all the time. People have got too many handguns and they're used by young children in gangs, and it's a mess, and we're trying to deal with that all the time.
And seeing the image of the cathedral being used in a gun battle may not help you with that.
Well, I personally think it exacerbates the problem, because it transforms a place of peace and worship and quiet that's used by thousands of people throughout the week into this battle scene, which I personally feel is rather grotesque and degrading.
Have you contacted Sony?
We have. I wrote a statement yesterday, which the dean read to the cameras, and we're waiting for a response from them.
And what are you asking them to do?
Basically, we're drawing their attention to the irresponsible way in which they've had this manufactured, using the cathedral in a most unfortunate way. And we've said to them that we would prefer them to withdraw the game immediately from the shops and stores and malls.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, to basically ask them to apologize for using the building without permission, because what they've done is rather rude and discourteous, to say the least.
Mm.
And then we believe that they should give a substantial donation that can be used to continue the resisting of gun crime in our city and generally violence in our area.
And have you heard
some positive from all this?
And have you heard anything back yet?
Not yet. When I left the cathedral this evening, or this afternoon in your case, we'd heard nothing at all. And I did check all the emails to make sure before I was ready to speak with you.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Reverend Canon Paul Denby, sub-dean of Manchester Cathedral, with us from his home in Manchester, England. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.